Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today, we're talking about something that might make a few business owners uncomfortable. The article is called, Your Customers Are Turning Against AI. Are You Ready for the Backlash? It's by Brett Allegre Wood.
And the title alone tells you this isn't a feel-good piece about AI saving your business. This is the other side of that conversation.
Exactly. And Brett's argument is pretty direct. While most businesses have been busy adopting AI tools, the ground has been shifting under them. Customers aren't warming to AI. They're growing more suspicious of it.
Which might feel counterintuitive if you've been told AI is the future and your competitors are all doing it. But the article lays out three specific things driving this suspicion, and they're all legitimate.
So let's go through them. The first one is the environmental cost. And this one surprised me. Every AI query spins up processors in a massive data center that guzzles electricity. But it's not just energy. These facilities use billions of gallons of water every year for cooling, often in areas already struggling with water scarcity.
That's the image that stuck with me too. Communities being asked to conserve water while a data center down the road is drinking them dry. And it's not abstract anymore. UK members of parliament have warned that Britain's AI ambitions are on a collision course with its climate targets. Local councils from Edinburgh to New Jersey are rejecting data center proposals.
So if you're publicly championing AI without any acknowledgement of that cost, customers who care about sustainability are gonna notice, and more of them care every year.
Right. And the second issue is what Brett calls AI slop, which is honestly a perfect name for it.
It is. The promise was that AI would free people up from repetitive content creation. The reality is it's created a race to the bottom. Blog posts, social updates, entire websites churned out at the click of a button. And customers can feel the emptiness.
I think most of us have experienced this. You land on a page and within two sentences you know no human wrote it. There's no genuine insight, no real point of view. Brett's line is that every piece of slop is a small withdrawal from your brand's trust account.
And once that account is empty, it's very hard to refill, which is worth sitting with if you've been using AI to generate content at scale.
It extends beyond written content, too. The article mentions AI-generated images, robotic customer service, automated interactions that should feel human. People are craving authenticity. And the businesses using AI as a substitute for human connection, rather than a way to augment it, are the ones who'll feel this hardest. Third issue is surveillance, and this one cuts both ways, employees and customers. The employee side is real. AI being used to track keystrokes, monitor conversations, analyze every minute of someone's day. The justification is always productivity, but the article is blunt. Employees who feel constantly watched don't become more productive. They become more stressed, more resentful, more likely to leave. And then with customers, it's the same anxiety. Are they being helped or monitored? Are their conversations being recorded for the business's benefit rather than theirs? The more people hear about what AI surveillance can do, the more suspicious they become of any AI interaction. And the reputational risk is real. Brett's point is that one story about your business using AI in a way that feels intrusive can undo years of brand building. Social media moves fast.
What I liked about the article is that it doesn't just leave you with the problem. There's a practical checklist at the end. 5 things to do this week.
What stood out to you?
The transparency test. Ask yourself, if a customer asked right now whether they're talking to a human or an AI, could you answer honestly and proudly? If it's buried in the small print of your terms and conditions, Brett calls that a ticking time bomb.
That one's sharp. And I'd add the content review. Read the last 10 pieces of content you've published as a customer would, not as a marketer. Would a real human write this? Would your best client share it? If the answer is no, pull it.
There's also an environmental one I think a lot of businesses skip. Develop a stated position on AI's environmental impact. You don't need to solve the climate crisis, but silence on it signals complicity. All right, if you're taking one thing away this week, for me, it's the transparency audit. Map every place AI touches your customers and ask whether they know that's what they're dealing with. For me, it's the trust account framing. Every hollow interaction is a withdrawal. Start counting them.
The full article is at anabu.ai,
And if you want to walk through what this means for your specific business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too. It's worth the hour. See you next time.